and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Damn, woman. I just gave you sweet loving 5 minutes ago. Were you trying to kill me?
Crossed over.
Who was that?
That's
who
was that?
Works here.
I'll be rich.
Yeah.
Was that Godfrey?
I think so.
Gold dust at my feet.
Godfrey?
Godfrey's our cleaning. He's our cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been him. You want to hear a quick bonus joke?
Sure.
No other show starts off with, hey, you want to hear a quick bonus joke? But this one does. I'm waiting for the music to just... I'll let it trail. Just
okay.
Let it go. It'll ruin it if you just chop it off.
Yes, no, abruptly.
Why can't Helen Keller drive a car?
Why? Because she's blind?
She's dead.
Oh.
I know.
That's the most obvious reason.
Yeah, and that's why nobody guesses it. Don't email me, folks, and say, you know, Helen Keller jokes have been around forever. We've all agreed she's probably the most incredible person, not just woman, person that ever lived in some ways in what she accomplished. But Helen Keller jokes are funny. Mm-hmm. They're just funny. And it doesn't offend her because, again, not only could she not hear him, she's dead. So she couldn't hear him if she weren't dead. Welcome. That's right. That's exactly, this is what the show is. So now's the time to leave. Welcome to Large Morning. You're in an extra good mood. What the heck? Are you on something?
No, it's just...
Did you go to the dentist, eat laughing gas?
No, I didn't. It's just the stupidity that we've started with. It's just, I love
You're in
that.
A really good mood.
I am?
For some reason. Yeah, you seem to be. I mean, you don't know that you are?
No. No.
Well, I had a couple of listeners email me, and this is really weird, and two of them asked me about jokes that I knew, but I haven't told them, and I just jotted them down. I haven't told them in probably 5 years, and they're good jokes. And that happens because you'll know a joke, because I don't have an index or file or folder in the computer. They're in my head mainly, and you just kind of forget about them. So I'm going to do either the pig joke today. That's all I can really tell you. Is the pig? Well, I could tell you pig with a wooden leg. Remember that joke? I haven't done that joke for a long time. Pig with a wooden leg. Beyond, do you remember it?
Yes.
I kind of remember. I don't remember the punchline or anything, but I remember the pig with
and the
wooden leg.
And the woman, the young widow in her 30s, good looking, and now her husband has died, so she has to run the farm, the ranch, by herself. So the sheriff sends out a prisoner on a work release program. Does that ring a bell? No, because I'm told it 5 years.
Yeah, the setup does, but I don't know if I can say
we're doing one of those today. We're doing one today. So welcome, everybody. All of you, most of you in your cars, I would imagine. And we had that horrible, some shooting in UCLA, a murder, suicide. I don't know all the details yet, but that was, I guess, the bad news of the day. So from here on out, the rest of your drive home, we'll just do stupid stuff and have fun. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
You always do. You do. It's rare that you don't. And I think that's
great. Try to.
That's called team player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Darn right it is.
It's called I Want My Own Show.
Yeah.
And until I get it, I'll hog as much of this one as I can. What do you have? Well, you're on the peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was mentioning this to you guys off the air a little bit. I'm not a huge fan of America's Got Talent. If I happen to be flipping past it and I see something entertaining, I'll sit and watch it. I don't make a plan to sit and watch.
And you don't have to, because you know what I do. You can go on YouTube, and anything that really is outstanding, just watch that.
Well, the America's Got Talent has their own YouTube channel, and they usually put up the snippets of
the good ones.
Of almost,
and
all
the contestants. By the way, Pian and I agreed on something. Neither one of us can stand Nick Cannon. What is his talent?
Oh, I don't like Nick Cannon either.
He's absolutely...
He's an irritant on that
no
show.
No talent.
I mean, the editing is bad, poorly done on that show.
He got the gig because he's Mr. Mariah Carey. Am I right?
He was. Yes.
Isn't that his wife?
I mean, I think he has some... He was a host of an improv show on MTV, a while ago, but no.
He's not funny. He has no charisma.
No. And they overly edit that America's Got Talent show. If you have a good contestant on stage, you don't need to do all that stuff. They cut to audience reaction shots where it looks like they've mic'd with some of the audience members up ahead of time.
I don't like that either.
And when somebody's on stage, they go, "Oh my goodness, did you see that?" And you can hear
this guy's really funny.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. And especially the years with... Because I guess I started watching it when the Hoff was on there. I don't even remember the original panel. It was him. It was that Piers Morgan.
Oh, my goodness.
And Sharon, I guess. They were the original three.
Now there's four, right?
Now there's four. And I didn't like Howard Stern on there. I thought he was unnecessary on there. He's trying to do this whole PC cleanse of his image now where he's... I think that's the whole reason why he went on that show. He wanted to try to
portray himself
as family friendly now. This is the new Howard Stern. I'm nice to kids and things like that. Yeah. So those years I didn't watch a whole lot. But yeah, now it's Simon Cowell. I'm a huge fan of him. The American Idol was only a good show when he was on there. Heidi Klum is on there, which I just happened to... I hate that when pictures just pop up on my internet, I didn't go out searching for them, but some pictures popped up of her over
They did.
Europe somewhere the other day. She was on a beach topless. She likes to, I guess, go to those topless beaches when she's over in the countries that don't frown on that. Mel B, I also find her attractive as well. She's a nice Spice looking. Girl. And Howie Mandel. I've always been a fan of him.
He's funny.
You find him attractive?
No.
Oh.
But last night, we happened to be flipping pie, and I only saw...
You were flipping pie? No, that's what you said. He said, is that a sex thing?
He did.
We were flipping pie. That's a sexual
thing. Yeah, it is.
Flipping pie, and I caught the end of this guy's segment, but I didn't get to see the routine, and I noticed he had... it was a guy on stage had tape on his face. And so later I went and found the clip, of course, on America's Got Talent YouTube page. And it was a very funny routine he did. It was mostly mime because he has black tape on his face.
Right.
Most of his routine is either music based or so. It led me to go search out. Has this guy been around a while? And apparently he's a pretty big deal over. I think he's from New Zealand, but he's a pretty big deal over in the UK.
Well, he shouldn't be on America's Got Talent. He shouldn't be allowed to be on.
Well, that's what I think. A lot of those guys do that. Have found some sort of fame over there, but they've never been able to crack into the American market because I think last year that's what that Piff the Dragon guy,
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yes, uh-huh. There was a guy. I think he won last year.
I don't watch.
So I think he was also famous in the UK.
But see, if you're famous anywhere, you shouldn't be. To me, America's Got Talent, like American Idol, is to find that unknown, that person who's always dreamed of fame. They shouldn't qualify.
Yeah, now it's just become the title of the show.
It's like bringing Julio Iglesias over here, because he was internationally huge everywhere but here, and he got, I got to crack the U.S., so then he came here.
The title of the show really doesn't fit what it is anymore.
No.
I think it's just a general talent show, and I think the winner wins...
It's like Star Search was.
Yeah, exactly. And the winner, I think, wins like a year contract in Vegas, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that still the prize?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I
because wasn't that... What?
But I do it all the time. Anyway.
Yeah.
The guy with the tape on his mouth, as soon as you said that, it reminds me, and Dan, I think you'll agree, and folks, if you've never seen this guy, because this is from 25, 30 years ago, go to YouTube, type in the search bar, The Unknown Cunt.
Oh.
That guy with a sack on his head.
Yes.
That's one of the funniest, most original things I ever saw. And he was funny.
He was always on the Gong Show.
The writing was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Unknown comic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I'll go ahead and put the routine he did last night up on our Facebook page because I thought it was very funny. And it led me to find his other stuff on YouTube. And apparently he's been, doing stand-up and things like that for a long time. There are a bunch of videos on YouTube of him. But, I think they were calling him Tape Face last night. But I think the title he goes by is Boy with Tape on His Face.
That's a good name.
And then it led me to research, has he ever been interviewed just as himself, And so I found a couple interviews of him doing that. And he talks about how he started out doing almost those sideshow routines, the guys didn't hammer nails in their face and things like that. And he said he got fed up with just doing a whole show just blabbing, talking the whole time. So he wanted to kind of see if he could make a character where he could, hold people's attention for, five. It started out as 5 minutes at a time. He would come up with a sketch, and now I think he's got like an hour and a half show he can do without saying a word. Yeah, so I thought that was very interesting. So I'll put that on the Facebook page and let people see that.
What does it cost again to go on our Facebook page? Is that a membership fee?
It is not.
What?
It is absolutely free. Yeah. Yes. Wow. In fact,
that's ridiculous.
You do not even have to be a member of Facebook.
No, that just makes it too easy.
Peruse our Facebook page. You just go to facebook.com/AM in the PM.
Wow.
You have anything else?
No.
Dan Strauss, do you have anything?
I have one thing, and this is actually a traffic bulletin.
Uh-oh.
Well, you better get in the tube.
Okay.
And get down to the traffic center. He's stepping in the tube. This is the train. There he goes.
Okay, I'm here.
Now, we turn the mic on, and voila! Is it voila or
voila?
Voila. Dan is, as you can hear, in the midst of it all, in the KTRS Traffic Center. Dan, what in the world's going on down there?
Wait a minute. Did you cause an accident today just so you would have some Burke segment material?
No.
With an accident?
No, I did not. Someone called
this. Traffic bulletin.
What's going on?
Called this in. Eastbound 40 at Hanley, apparently a bad accident. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene there. So eastbound 40 at Hanley, a bad accident. Tim Weiland will have more on that accident and a lot more traffic for you coming up in about 5 minutes.
All right, step in the tube.
Okay.
But watch how quickly he's back in the studio. This is unbelievable.
I'm back.
Dan, how you doing?
Good.
Wow. Elevators. Stone Age.
Yeah.
Thing of the past. Is that it?
Flies, yes.
Let's close it. Burke segment. Officially closed. I tell you what I'd like to do. I'm going to do a little bit of business, break a little early, come back, and take calls. I'd like to take some calls today. We didn't get to talk to many people yesterday. Because yesterday was a Tuesday. It felt like a Monday. And we had a lot of stuff to talk about over the Memorial Day weekend. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you our number, and you call. And if you can wait about a minute, and then we'll chat. I don't care what you want to talk about. It doesn't matter to us. Just don't say the F word, okay? That's the big thing. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or for most cell phones, star KTRS. We've had a sponsor for quite a while named Window World. It's also the name of the windows. They're Window World Windows, and I think by now you know the story. Oh, hello, by the way, to Robert Waters. I said hi to him yesterday after 5, and I looked at the email again that said he listened to 3-5. Robert, you're on your way home. We know this. You're on your way home right now. You drive an hour and a half each way in construction and carries us with him home every day all the way on that ride.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert. Robert also bought 19 windows from Window World. And thank you, Jeff, for giving me that information. And why did Robert decide to buy windows from Window World? He's in construction. Well, I hope his name wasn't Roger. I don't have the email in front of me. I'm pretty sure it's Robert. If it's Roger, I'm sorry. Construction, guy in construction, he chooses Window World. That tells you a lot. Here's the other thing that tells you a lot. There are only two windows you can buy that have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and one of them is, that's right, Window World. Lifetime warranty covers everything, parts, breakage, labor, everything. You can't do that. You can't offer that on a crappy window, because you'll be spending all of whatever your company's, whatever the amount of money your company has, you'll spend it all replacing windows. They don't worry about that. These windows will go the distance. They're the number, the reason they're the number one replacement window in the United States. Number one. And the original $189 window. Check it out. Find out more. Window World. You go to windowworldst.louis.com.
Can I?
Oh, we're going to traffic? Are we going to traffic?
Well, I guess no. We can do a call first.
We'll do one call, then we'll break. We'll do some traffic or whatever. We had names. Hang on, everybody. This is the awkward part. I have a.
What's happening?
I'm waiting for a name. Do we? You take one of these things? You know what? I'll take one, and Dan will take one.
All right.
Hang on here.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Here, break. Take a break. This is the big five. We'll get this fixed.
It's Tom.
Oh, there you go.
Who is it?
Tom.
All right. Tom, how are you?
Hey, pretty good, guys. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I had to go down to Lake of the Ozarks today and fill in for one of our sales reps, but on 44 on the way down there, I looked up and I saw this billboard. It said, "Real fun in Uranus."
Oh, yeah, that's a little place. It's not a real town, but they act like it's a little town. They have the Uranus Fudge Factory, which I personally find disgusting, as do all three of us. Yeah. No.
I saw that and I cracked up.
Tom, but, you know that almost every week I get an email from a listener who spots the Uranus thing and emails me, and they'll even send pictures and go, "Freaking, I can believe it." We've seen this probably 50 times, but some people...
Well, they know Dan's fascination with that planet anyway.
Dan
so,
is fascinated with Uranus. And,
yeah.
And Tom, I appreciate you pointing that out to me.
Hey, I just want to tell you, too, I went into Pistols Plus full place, man.
Oh, thank you. I just called today and ordered a gun because I need another one. So thanks for going in there. I appreciate it.
All right. See you guys.
All right. All right, Tom. See, now everything's working right, so let's just take another call. We can break later. Kevin, how are you?
Guys, I got one comment for you. It's amazing how well your elevators work or your twos, but your phones are horrible.
Yeah, I know. And they spend a fortune on. It's called ITS, Internal Transportation System. But they you know, 40-year-old
phones.
Leave our phones. I apologize for the phones.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
That's about it.
That's it. Well, thank you for noticing that. I'm sure everybody did. Thank you, Kevin. He's got a point. We have the ITS.
I mean, yeah, Dan uses that thing, what, once, maybe every couple weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, we use these phones every day.
Yeah.
And they spent millions on that tube.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're state-of-the-art. Say the Art Linklater. That's the state. for like 56 days
of the art.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, and we'll get everything right, and we'll redo this whole introduction. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's get a check on traffic and see how things are moving along. We know there's one accident out there on Highway 40. Here's Tim Weiland.
I'm so confused. I thought I was on the McGraw Show for a minute.
What?
Why?
Why?
Let's take a call. Let's go to traffic. No, wait, what are we going to do here?
you just lost your job.
Yeah.
Are you saying?
I think he just got fired.
Are you saying that McGraw is like willy-nilly?
That's
and
crazy.
Wow, go stand in the corner with Scott Sherman.
Yeah, it's forced. Yeah. That's crazy, Tim. It's 472. Go ahead and get to the traffic.
Yeah. 472, it is.
Okay.
Hey, I want to say hi to Betty Boop Beekler. She's 83 years old, listens to us every single day.
Betty, that's why at 83 you're still with it.
Yes.
Because you listen to us.
Yeah,
not that boring old people station.
Yeah.
Thank you, Betty. All right, Tim, it's all yours.
Okay, they're still working with this accident on eastbound 40, and it's just before Big Bend. The two right lanes are blocked. You have another accident on southbound 170 at Brentwood Boulevard that's got the left lane blocked. So right now, southbound 170, you're jammed up at Olive. Eastbound Highway 40, we're slowing now a little bit east of Clayton Warson. You have slow traffic on westbound 70 from just past the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. And it looks like on the downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40 is about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us. Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
If your basement's always wet and damp, your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finish basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Hey, did you know that fatigue driving can impair the human brain as much as alcohol can? Nearly 168 million people said they've driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy. If you've experienced difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, or yawning, you need new Go Drive with Energy. With over 100,000 driver fatigue crashes per year, don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy triple action formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend, including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
What are you doing?
Making a good thing even better.
I thought our Webster Groves location of Schnars Hardware was already better than the big box stores, with our quality customer service and real knowledge of how to use what we sell.
Sure, but we need more room for more stuff that people need, and also room for more services.
More services?
Yes, more services like lamp repair, plus more space for all the things we already do.
Oh, I get it. We're improving our Webster Groves location, but wasn't it superb before?
Yes, but now it will be Schnarified.
Schnarified? Is that even a word?
It is now. That means we'll have the same great service that Schnars Hardware is famous for. Services unmatched by the big box stores, with easy parking at both locations. Have you seen my hammer? I can't find it.
Well, if that one right behind you isn't it, I know where you can get a replacement.
Schnars Hardware?
Good answer.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, at our two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters, the GE Great American Cooking Event. It's Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that you don't want to miss this great deal from GE. Whether you're remodeling, building, or just replacing a cooking appliance, now is the time to buy. Purchase two or more eligible GE appliances and receive a Visa prepaid card valued up to $1,500. This also includes select built-in style appliances like cooktops, wall ovens, speed cook ovens, and slide-in style stoves. Check out Appliance Discounters' large display of built-in style appliances today.
Are moving companies too expensive? Higher minimums? Friends not showing up? Why take a chance on breaking your back or your furniture? Hi, I'm Chris with Simple Moves. We provide you with the unique moving services. Are you moving house to house? Simple Moves. Room to room, simple moves. Floor to floor, simple moves. Need warehouse for short-term storage? Simple moves. Call Simple Moves. Low rates, 1 hour minimum, fully insured, flat rates available. Find us online at simplemoves.com.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algicide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock, chemical algicides, and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698-3343. That's clearpoolusa.com.
Hello, this is Steve and Greg from the Retire Worry-Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
For all the listeners out there who are getting close to retirement and feel the years have snuck up on them, you're right. We understand your situation.
It's time to get a retirement strategy that is straightforward and easy to understand.
Our goal is to help you make the next 30 years a comfortable retirement.
To set up a free, no-obligation meeting with us, go to our website, steveandgreg.com.
That's steveandgreg.com.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
We're going to the phones. Jump in while you can. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Or from most cell phones, star KTRS. This is Sheila. Hello, Sheila. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Wow.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome. What can we do
for you? Hey, I just, you know, somebody may understand this so that they can explain it to me, but you know what I want to know is what happens to people's Social Security who don't live long enough to collect it. You know, like the guy who passes away a week after he retires.
Yeah, the government keeps it.
And then how many would you estimate happens a year?
I couldn't even begin to calculate.
Oh, people that die before 65? I mean,
yeah, can you imagine all the money that, you know, we don't know about that's just being kept by the government?
You know what ought to happen is that money should be considered part of their estate. They accumulated that those benefits. It ought to go to a spouse or a child.
Or a significant other, or, you know.
No, you and I will never understand how the government wastes our money. We're not supposed to know.
Right. But that was my opinion for today.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
An odd topic. An odd day. Today's an odd day. Am I right? It's just odd. It's weird.
It is.
It's a weird day.
It is. A little gloomy.
Steve Harvey, who is a little over the top for me, a little too much smiling, too much. But then I read the article in People Magazine or something, and I kind of have a whole different attitude towards Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey slept in his car for 3 years. Do you know that? 3 years.
I don't know if I heard that.
I mean, he really is an example of a guy who didn't have two nickels. I mean, he just was scraping and living in a car and then got that break.
And you wonder, you hear a lot of stories, and you know, celebrities will say how done. You wonder,
yeah,
you know,
no,
how
no,
far
I read
removed.
This. I read this. I was, how exaggerated is this? 3 years in the car.
Because I think Jewel, the singer, was supposed to be living in her van too before she got her big break.
Yeah. And when I read it, I thought,
I mean, it is possible, but it makes a good story too.
Yeah, it does make a good story. And then, I don't know how many people know who Johnny Morris is. Johnny Morris started Bass Pro, and the story is that he started selling tackle, fishing tackle, out of the trunk of his car. He would, you know. And now this guy has an empire. One of my sons is down in Springfield today, and he got a tour because he happens to know a guy who works for Bass. They're building something in Springfield. It's over $60 million. And they don't even have a name for it yet, and it opens the end of August. And it is almost like an incredible, I don't know what to call it. It's sort of the theme is water, and animals who thrive and live on the water. And he said, it is beyond belief. Morris is a big Ernest Hemingway fan. He has hired people to rebuild and duplicate Hemingway's three boats, and they're in this place. He had people from Africa flown in here to make sure that every single thing where they have lions or they've got some stuffed mounted. They have, and my son says they're going to have, honest to goodness, like live grizzly bears. But he has flown people in from all over the world. Because everything has to be done exactly right. Nobody can question, hey, wait a minute, that animal doesn't do that with the water. He said it's going to be out of this world. And I said, what's it called? He said, they don't have a name yet because he's that picky. He hasn't signed off on any name anybody has suggested. Now, I thought, wow. Here's my chance. If I could come up with a name for this place.
No kidding.
Maybe Johnny would write me a check for the name of this thing.
But he's built this empire.
Oh, and by the way, Bass Pro is buying Cabela's.
They are?
You know how much? Yeah.
Holy
moly. The money this guy's got. They own Big Cedar Lodge.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. If you've never been to Bass Pro, my son said, here's the way he put it to me. When I took the boys to Bass Pro for the first time, our mouths open. We couldn't believe where we were. He said, well, this is far beyond that. It makes that look like a joke. Same property. You walk to it. It's adjacent land that he bought.
Isn't there a pyramid thing somewhere?
Yes, in Memphis. In Memphis. I haven't seen that yet either.
And he put a lake in there or something.
Yeah, so that you can see the boats in the water.
Yeah.
Guy's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Richard's here. Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, you mentioned Bass Pro buying Cabela's. Have you been to the Cabela's in Kansas City?
I have not.
That place is spectacular.
Yeah.
That is the one out here in, Hazelwood, it's okay.
You know, when I go to those places, it's kind of like going into Lowe's or Home Depot. I love looking at that stuff, but I don't know how to use most of it. Mm-hmm. But I still like looking at it.
I love looking at it, but I can't afford to buy any of it. So.
And some of it you can, though. Cabela's and Bass Pro, they sell flashlights and life jackets and stuff.
But. Yeah, well, they're pretty reasonable. You had a lady call in about Social Security. Oh, by the way, I'm aiming to be.
Thank you. Yeah.
You had a lady call in about Social Security. The first thing you need to remember about Social Security is it's not a retirement account. It is a tax. Because if it was a retirement account, we would have the option of opting out of it, saying, no, thanks, I'll put my money where I know it'll make me some money. But it's not a retirement account. It's a tax.
Okay.
So when you die, federal government says, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for all the money you put in.
Yeah.
The last thing they want is you to live to be 95 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
They're not banking on that. All right, Richard, Richard, I got a bunch of calls. Thank you for the call.
Sure, bye.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Let's go to Fred. Hello, Fred. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's up?
The contest you have going on for Jerry Lewis when you guys play that little voice tape.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible. No, I hate it.
It's beyond horrible. Can you play the beginning of it?
I don't know what
it's beyond horrible. It's
somebody should talk to Jerry Lewis the day of that show and tell him that was the worst. He should have done a recording himself.
Well, he didn't have anything to do with that. The station put that together, I think.
I'm sure.
But when it comes on, when it first comes on, I thought we had a malfunction. because it's so distorted. It's irritating.
It sounded like an old record player that just had a grind in it.
And Fred, we're well aware of it. Like a lot of things, we can't do anything about it. But
secondly, Peon, have you guys ever watched Family Guy?
Sure.
The voice of Chris?
Yes.
He sounds exactly like him.
Who does?
Peon.
Peon sounds like Chris?
I don't know.
Look at the voice on that next time.
All right.
Oh.
Maybe we'll grab a clip and we'll compare the two.
Every time I'm listening, I'm like, that sounds like Chris in the background talking.
All right, Fred.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. I told you it's an odd day.
It's an odd day.
George, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. AM and PM.
Thank you, George.
Couple quick comments about Johnny Morris. I had always heard that his dad had the bar down there in Springfield, and he started selling the fishing lures there in the bar.
That could be.
But the other day, I don't remember exactly who it was the other day, somebody, one of the financial shows, said that Johnny Morris is worth $5.5 billion with a B dollars.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. When you're doing transactions,
so if he is,
yeah.
Yeah, if he's truly worth that much, a $60 million project is nothing for him.
And that's just one. That's not including the purchase of Cabela's. That's not including that thing in Memphis. Yeah, so he's dabbling in $300-400 million things. I don't doubt that he's worth $5 billion, but it's not a name you ever hear in the mainstream media. You don't hear his name mentioned. He's one of those guys who flies below the radar, except with the hunting and fishing crowd. They know who he is. Right. Hi, George.
So that was all. I just wanted to say that.
So, I appreciate it. Thank you, George. Thanks for listening. Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm A and a B.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, that Johnny Morris, he also just opened a new golf course 2 years ago down there in Branson.
Man.
He bought it and redid the whole thing from ground up, basically.
I'd love to get that guy in here, but it'll never happen. We're never going to.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. He also bought, my mom has a house down there, and he bought, like, basically half of the subdivision and just tore the houses that were up, just tore them down.
Yeah, the only mistake, I think, you've been to Bass Pro in Springfield?
Mm-hmm.
That Hemingway's is a horrible restaurant. The food's horrible. But they have an aquarium. Behind the bar, the back bar, is a massive aquarium. And you look up and there are scuba divers, human beings, in there feeding fish and cleaning the thing. It's huge. I can't describe how big it is. I've never seen anything like it. But the food is terrible. So I guess they make up for it. You get to watch the, you know.
Speaking of Hemingway's, did you see the Henway down at the bottom of that tank?
No, this is that joke is Steve. That joke's 75 years old. Come on, who do you think you're talking to? Yeah, you're out. Thank you, Steve.
All right, bye.
Henway. The other one was when you're in high school. Pie cost. Yeah, we had to go pick up a pie cost. What's a pie cost? About $6.
Gosh,
Steve. Come on. This is another Steve number two. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Frank? Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I don't know the guy because he flies so, I don't know his name, he flies so low under the radar. He's a guy that owns all that Crown stuff down there in St. Genevieve, the winery and the tiger thing. He's another guy who's got a lot of money and does that stuff.
Yeah, they're out there. They're out there.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. Do you know it?
No.
What's that? The guy, he owns a winery in St. Genevieve? Crown Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crown Valley.
Yeah, we're playing at Crown Valley sometime in the summer here.
You know, I'm one of those guys. A lot of people don't realize the stuff that I own all over the place. I just don't talk about it. Yeah, I'm right in there with those other guys. I'm not familiar with any of that. I haven't spent much time in that part of the country. We lost that signal. Let's take one more, and then we'll take a break and do some business. My goodness. Flo, I'm sure you're slow. I'm sure you're a wonderful person, but you know you have the same name as that irritating chick on those Progressive insurance commercials. I can't stand her. I'm not kidding. I saw her last night. I wanted to shoot the TV out like Elvis used to do. I can't stand that gal.
I'm very old. I'm about three times as old as she is, and I was named after my mom, so it's a very old name.
Oh, it's been around a while, but I'm sorry she has it, okay? What can we do for you?
Well, we were at Bass Pro years ago, and they told us that Red Duck bought Bass Pro out. Is that true?
No, I don't think that's true.
No?
I'm, not if no. he just bought no. out no. Cabela's. No, I wouldn't think that.
No, my money's on no.
Okay, I would just AM and a PM.
Thank you, Flo.
Who the heck's Red Duck?
I don't know. I'm not kidding. That progressive. I don't want Progressive insurance just because of her. Price tool. What a stupid. What a stupid thing. American Equity Mortgage. Well, it is. American Equity Mortgage, you can reach them at 314-878. The 878 is important. 9999. You can reach them at AmericanEquity.com. But reach them. Reach them if you want to buy a house and need a mortgage. Reach them if you have a house, whether you own it all or you're still, you know, with a lending institution. Even if it's not American Equity Mortgage, you have a mortgage, you're still a homeowner. And if you're a homeowner, you have equity. And if you have equity, you can borrow money cheaper than anybody else can borrow money because the mortgage rates are still low, and that's what the rates are based on for your loan. The worst thing you can do is pay monthly payments on your credit card. That's the worst thing that you can do in terms of just what are the smart things to do financially in my life. Well, there's a dumb one, but people do it because it's convenient. They go out and the plastic's easy to use, and they get their balance and go, oh my goodness, we owe $3,000. Whoo! Woo, good news. They only want $68 a month. Yes, but they want it for 30 years. Please don't do that if you're a homeowner, because you don't have to. You don't have to do that. Why would you choose to pay three times as much to pay off a debt when you don't have to? Nobody would do that. Let American Equity Mortgage explain debt consolidation to you. They'd be happy to do it, and they do it every day for thousands of people. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Get a check on traffic now with Tim Wild. Tim?
Well, some good news is they cleared the accident eastbound 4064 before Big Bend, so that traffic is thinning out, but they're still working with the accident southbound 170 at just past Brentwood Boulevard. The left lane is blocked, and right now traffic is backed up to Page. Got some heavy rain showers that are out in Chesterfield Valley right now, and that's causing westbound 40 to get pretty slow between Clarkson out through Long Road. Westbound 70, you're a little bit heavy now from Lindbergh, and then stop and go from Earth City Expressway out through 5th Street. Eastbound 270, a little heavy at Lindbergh. And southbound 55, we're slowing now from Bayless through Rivas Barracks. And this report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, even snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you.
See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm, and a true story. Someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof, or you need your existing roof fixed, call Allen Roofing.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
I know this, but I can't thank him. I heard for the first time today on the way in, I heard the 911 call from the mother whose kid jumped in the gorilla pit. And here's something I don't get. She's hysterical, I get that. And she's telling the dispatcher, my child, a gorilla has my child. I mean, and she's screaming, a gorilla. And the dispatcher says, how old is your child? What? That's not one of the first things I would ask. I see you send them at the zoo. How old is your child? Why? Because if the kids are like 14, you're not going to send anybody to help.
Well,
if
I guess
five, you will.
Whenever 911 calls, the people are already dispatched right away. I think they just try to.
Oh, she said they were already on the way.
Yeah. So I think they just try to gather it. They can't really help over the phone anyway.
Maybe
at that
it's
point,
just some psychological training where they teach them to engage
just
them. To get them to, I don't know, who knows.
Or to give them as much information so when the police do get there, they can relay that to the police.
I have some good news. Jan Crouch is dead at the age of 78. Now, there'll be people that be mad because I said that. But I don't care that she's dead, and I don't care that her husband died a couple of years ago, Paul Crouch. And if you don't know who these people are, they're these gospel TBN people, the kind of people I can't stand, who live like royalty, taking money from gullible older people, because the older people think if they give these people a ton of money, they'll go to heaven. So now Jan and Paul Crouch are both dead, and I think the world is better off.
And not just old people, but usually it's people that are down and out, too, and they don't have a lot of money anyway. They're looking for something to turn around. And
They're ill, they're not well, they think they'll get healed or something, because they'll send them a prayer cloth that's been blessed. Good riddance. Instead of R.I.P., G.R., that's what I'll say about Jan Crouch. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's a copper dome on the building. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you, Dan. Here's the deal. They have a sale. It's like a post-Memorial Day sale. There's too much in it for me to relate. I can't. You'd be confused if I started giving you sale prices or this much off or that. So here's what you should do. Just go into Amini's. I had to take my son today. He had LASIK today, my second son. This is a big deal. It's a big deal today. LASIK, you know, the eye surgery. And so we're driving through Chesterfield Valley, and he said, before I go home, I want to go into Amini's. He loves Amini's. You'll love Amini's. This is one of those stores that nobody could not like Amini's. There's nothing to not like. It's a great store. And they got a lot of stuff going on and a lot of stuff on sale. Please check it out. And when you go in there, tell them your AM and the PM. And take your time and put your hands on things. Play with pinball, arcade, the jukebox, whatever. They don't mind. In fact, they welcome it. AMINIS. Jaffe Lighting upstairs. Best patio furniture you'll ever find. AMINIS. Aminis.com. Dr. Doug, it's Wednesday. Dr. Doug's